Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Grooving all week with you. These days
I want to keep on listening. I'm sure we all recognize that Happy Days theme. We were talking about Ron Howard in the previous segment. How coincidental is that? Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You could email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. Follow me at Twitter at Bruce Allen or like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg, who is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he has been my personal and family financial advisor for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome to the show, Jim, and welcome back from another glorious holiday.
I'm not going to lie, Bruce. There was nothing but happy days in Fiji.
Now, one of the lessons here is plan and spend and invest your money wisely, and you too can go to Fiji.
This is true. This is true. It helps to have a buddy who's there on his own sailboat. So once I got off the plane, pretty much it was a very low-cost trip, and that's not a bad way to go too.
That's always a nice way to go. In fact, one of the keys to keeping money and making money is to keep money, and that means not spending it recklessly. So even if you are well off enough to afford trips, if you can do it economically, it's just another tip on how to manage money and maintain it for those rainy days, so to speak.
Agreed.
So rituals. I imagine you have some thoughts on that as it relates to money and how you relate to your clients and how they should relate to you. So I will turn it over to you.
Yeah, you know, your article was just right in line with the practice that we've had well over a decade now, probably 15-plus years. We have our own rituals, just like your family has their Friday night ritual that you talked about in your column, I'm sure you've covered on your show. We also have a ritual. You and I have a ritual, the Allen family and North Pier, which is every single quarter we get together and we do our own version of that Friday night dinner, but we go over what's going on in our financial lives. And so that's our time to get together. And
I usually start with whatever's wrong is at the top of my list, and then you have to wisely remind me of all the good that's happened in the previous quarter.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to call you on that because at our family dinner ritual, so to speak, at our quarterly rituals, you don't. Actually, at our quarterly rituals, because they're planned and they're scheduled, and you're ready for them, and I'm ready for them. Typically, those are actually really poignant, sage discussions. They're based in reality. They're based in fact, and we accomplish a lot. It's the conversations, not just with you, but I think most people have this, that are more spontaneous. Those are the things that hit people. They read a newspaper article. They talk to somebody in the street. It triggers something. And those conversations have a tendency to be led with more, I'll just call them more volatile topics.
Why am I not doing this, like buying gold because I hear 87 commercials every hour on the radio?
Right, exactly. And so it's when you have the ritual, and I would anybody who's listening, if you have anybody who's providing you regular advice on your investments, make sure you have those rituals. Some people do it once a year. Some people do it once a quarter. Some people do it once a week. And I'm not going to prognosticate what the right one for any individual is, but pick one with you and your team that's right for you. But have those rituals because they're super, super important.
Well, you would that word was way too big for me. What was it again?
let's just say...
No, what was that word?
I don't even remember what I said, Bruce. Half the times, I don't even know what's coming out of my mouth.
You would actually not advocate a weekly meeting. That is way too often to review
it. I wouldn't.
Okay.
Personally, I would not, but it depends on what your listeners' objectives are. There are a handful, and I mean a very minute portion of your listening audience may be much more short-term focused on what they're doing. They may be more aggressive. They may be bigger risk takers. And if that's the case, if you're dealing with that kind of volatility, then, of course, you need to keep a much tighter eye on the ball. But most people, the vast majority, 90-some-odd percent and more, really need a looser but more regular look-through for their ritual.
You might have to repeat that because I've been trying to remember that word all this time you've been talking, and I think it's prognosticate.
Prognosticate. I probably did say that.
So what was that you were saying?
I don't remember.
All right, let's continue, seriously. You also had mentioned that you thought my ritual, my family ritual, might be something you could adopt.
Yeah.
Very curious about that.
Yeah, one of the great things about your article was, you know, and all too often we're dictated, our conversations, yours and mine, my institutional clients at committee meetings, et cetera, we're dictated by the times, okay? So things are good, you're talking about what's going good. Things are bad, you're talking about what's not working. But generally speaking, you're kind of, it's really the, to use the Sports Center analogy, you know, it's Sunday night and you're just going through the play-by-plays of, you know, where things were. And your comment about always making sure that you cover one good thing, one bad thing, or I think you said all the good things you want and only one bad thing.
Exactly.
But the concept of always checking in on both sides of the coin, I think was fantastic. And it's something that I'm actually going to start trying to incorporate into our regular rituals with you and with our other clients, because I think it's good. I think it's good not just from what's going on with investment portfolios, what's working, what's not working, but also in the relationship itself. Now, you and I have known each other for, I don't know, 15-plus years now, and so, you know, we're like the old comfortable worn shoe. Just like any long-term relationship, we've probably figured out more on how to get along really well over the years, but we still are going to have times of where there might be that one bad thing that we should talk about. And if we're always checking in with each other, whether it's me and working with the families that we work with, or even the institutions where you've got committees of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people, if we're constantly bringing that discussion of what's working in this relationship, what's the one thing that could be working better, if you're always asking the questions, there may not be a one thing. But if you're asking the question, you can definitely get to the root of issues before they turn into things that might blow out of proportion and make you do decisions that you don't necessarily want to or should do. I think it's a really, really good viewpoint, and it's something that that I'm going to try and incorporate in what we do.
Good, but I want to be allowed more than one worst.
No, only one.
Jim, we are actually almost out of time. Remind our listeners about your extraordinary quarterly, ritualistic newsletter.
We just finished editing yesterday. So if you're concerned about the debt ceiling, or you want to know what's going on with the Fed and quantitative easing, or you want to know what's going on with stocks, you want to know where we think the world is right now and where it's going, you're not going to get it fresher than today. Send us an email to info@npier.com. That's info at N, like the direction north, peer, like fishingpier.com. You can also find us on Bruce's website on the radio page. We have a direct link for the email or for the newsletter.
Terrific. And I can tell you it is one of those newsletters that is easy to read. It's not too long, and it is highly informative. And I would advocate it and recommend it highly. Jim, thank you for joining the show again, and welcome home.
Thanks, Bruce.
It is time for another break in a few seconds. I will be back with closing remarks and a tease of next week's show topic. Tweet me at Bruce Salen. Email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. Follow my new favorite Facebook page, Movie Smackdown. And always, of course, follow and like A Dad's Point of View on Facebook. We will be back with some closing remarks.
Pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
That's in the room.
To illustrate my last remark. Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do?
What did they do?